USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Tax hikes on the wealthy, taxes on corporate stock buybacks, and a higher Medicare tax for those making 400 grand or more. Those are among the items in President Biden's proposed budget for the next federal fiscal year that he's unveiling in Philadelphia. As every opposition party says of every presidential budget, it's dead on arrival on Capitol Hill. Heavy, thick snow covering the mountains of California will turn into floodwaters in the next couple of days thanks to a warmer atmospheric river that's coming ashore. Correspondent Jacob Ward's in the coastal town of Santa Cruz, watching water from the San Lorenzo River drain into the Pacific.
If you trace these waterways up into the mountains, that is where snow is going to be hit by that rain, made even heavier. We've seen structures collapse already, and the damage is going to go on and on. That is what officials are worried about at this time. That is why the flood watch that so many millions are under is such concern, not just here, but especially at the higher elevations.
Three Los Angeles police officers are in serious condition but expected to survive after they were shot last night in a confrontation with a parolee. Other officers shot and killed that man. An apology is how Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw led off his testimony before a Senate committee today.
I'm terribly sorry for the impact this derailment has had on the folks of that community.
That being East Palestine, Ohio, where a Norfolk Southern freight train derailed, spilling deadly chemicals into the ground and air. As Shaw was testifying, another Norfolk Southern train derailed, but no reports of any leaking from cars on that train in eastern Alabama. Smoking in public is banned nearly everywhere in the USA, with two major exceptions, casinos in Nevada and Atlantic City, New Jersey. Garden State lawmakers are hearing from people today who want to end that exception. Among those testifying, casino workers affected by secondhand smoke. This is USA News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. Did you know that as a radio listener, you've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it's become today? That's why Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to radio listeners. Because you listen to the radio, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Now, my favorite MyPillow product are my MyPillow bed sheets. They're amazingly soft, they're comfortable, and they're perfect for summertime sleeping. And because you listen to radio, you can get deep discounts on MyPillow bed sheets, mattress toppers, and of course MyPillows too. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code USA it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99 with promo code USA. Just click on the new radio listener specials and promo code USA.
School could be out in Los Angeles soon. More than 30,000 bus drivers, cafeteria workers, custodians, and others are preparing to strike the L.A. Unified School District. Labor talks are at a standstill. The Red Cross is adding a little incentive to get you to roll up your sleeve. If you give blood in March, you will get a $10 gift card, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a $3,000 gift card. Ever go to a game or a concert only to have the experience ruined by the drunk or stoned people sitting nearby? One group that sponsors sober nights out for groups of people hopes to change that.
We are not anti-drug, anti-alcohol. We're just pro-sober fun.
That's Duke Rumley, who founded a group in Denver called Safe, which organizes events in which he and others just take a night off from drinking when they go to games or music festivals.
So when we set up a sober section at a sporting event like what we do with the Nuggets and the Avalanche, you can come in, you expect some food and music and DJs, and then we have discounted seats, so we all go sit in our section together.
Romilly's pushing a bill in the Colorado legislature that would require large venues to set aside some seats for what he calls substance-free fun. We all know that pro wrestling is scripted. The wrestlers know the outcome. WWE is now lobbying regulators in Michigan and Colorado to find a way to legalize betting on matches. The key is not telling the wrestlers till just before the match who is supposed to win. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.